House Bill 411 establishes a framework for communities to work with electric utilities and the State Public Service Commission to move forward with using sustainably sourced electricity, such as from solar and wind. Park City, Summit County, and Salt Lake City have reportedly been working on this sort of arrangement with Rocky Mountain Power for 3 years. At HB 411's first hearing, some members of the House Public Utilities Committee expressed concern over the opt-out language in the bill, saying that customers could miss notices given by communities in Rocky Mountain Power and be surprised by a higher electricity bill. The new substitute of HB 411 creates a lengthier opt-out period where ratepayers would have 3 billing cycles to decide whether they want to participate in the program without paying a fee. John Cox from Rocky Mountain Power says the amendments address the committee's concerns.
Even after that whole process, you get your first bill, you get your second bill, you get your third bill, you can still opt out. There's absolutely no penalty. And what we envision, what we've talked about with the cities as well, is a slow ramp up to their 2030 goals so that even after that initial 3-month period, that any termination fee would be negligible for a significant period of time.
Committee Chair Carl Albrecht had concerns about the bill's impact to electricity rates. Salt Lake City Sustainability Program Manager Tyler Polson says there's an estimated 7% increase to rates, though Cox says it's too soon to be certain. Bill sponsor Representative Steve Handy says more information will be available once the program goes to the Public Service Commission.
There's still got to be lots and lots of refinement in front of the Public Service Commission before this goes forward, in terms of the rates and the analysis. And then they would only roll this out in the word is tranches. They're not gonna roll it out all the way. It will take a number of years. They'll be able to learn a lot of things about the rate impact.
Still, Orem Republican Representative Kevin Stratton said he would likely propose an amendment to make the bill opt-in when it goes to the House floor for discussion. HB 411 passed out of committee on a 7-4 vote. It will next be heard by the full House. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.